tuning in to Podcast Viewfinder. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Podcast Viewfinder. We look at the world around you, the news, movies, video games, music, TV shows, social media, and commercials to see what worldview they promote. Everything pushes a worldview, and we want to help you find your view.
Everything is unprecedented until it happens for the first time. Hey everybody, I'm Chris.
And I'm James.
And I'm Luke.
Welcome to Podcast Viewfinder episode 71!
71.
I'm excited because...
We're getting closer to
100. Yeah, we're moving right along. Adrian couldn't be here today, unfortunately. She had to work or something. Stupid.
Who does that?
I know, right? But hey, we were off last week because it was Memorial Day.
It was Labor Day.
Labor Day.
Yeah.
I don't know what
he doesn't
I do
know
in my
anything.
It's Labor Day, so we didn't work. So.
Hope none of you guys are wearing white right now.
Yeah.
Can't wear white after Labor Day for some reason.
Why is that a rule?
Someone was like, you know what?
Wait, that's a rule?
That's, you've never heard?
Come on, James.
Everyone says, you're wearing white after Labor Day. Well, guess what?
No.
Every day is after Labor Day, if you think about it.
Oh, snap.
No.
Yeah. Every day is after Labor Day. Labor Day occurs, and then every day after that is after Labor Day.
Yeah.
So, you can only wear white on Labor Day?
No, you
only
can't.
Only on Labor Day. It's a special
day.
Well,
the day before. The day before is not after Labor Day.
But it is after Labor Day prior.
Yeah, but the year restarts in January, and it's...
Who says?
Not my life. My life continues.
Hey, this podcast is about worldview, and we look at the stuff around us, and so we usually start with talking about things we've watched and seen this week. I watched several things, but the one thing I want to talk about is Now You See Me 2, which I wish they would have had a better title for it, like Now You See Me, Now You Don't.
Yeah.
Now You Think You See Me. It's good because this time the four horsemen—they're the ones that, like, in the first one.
Spoiler alert!
That's their name.
Oh,
in the first one. So yeah, I will spoil the first one. But in the first one, they like rob people but give back to people, and but really it was a giant revenge plot in the first one. And so this one, the guy like that was kind of behind it all. You're like, okay, now he's done with his revenge, but then somebody comes after the horsemen. Because now they want revenge. So,
you know what this reminds me of?
Revenge of the Revenge?
This reminds me of the Ocean's like 11 film. Ocean's 12? Do you not remember Ocean's 12?
I do.
Where they have
I tried to forget it.
They all get in trouble.
What?
The guy like...
Is that the one where Julia Roberts plays Julia Roberts?
At the end, she impersonates Julia Roberts.
Yeah, that made me so angry.
Well, Ocean's 12 was great because they have to pay all the money they stole from the first one back or something like that, plus interest.
Because
the guy catches them. And so it's like, then they have to rob a whole more stuff. I think that's what it was about.
So, as I watched this, I was like, okay, what's the worldview in this? Because the Four Horsemen aren't necessarily good people because they robbed... They, like, use their magic to, like, steal from people, but people like them because they're like Robin Hood. They give back.
Yeah.
So, but there's always an end game that they were working towards. So they do, like, these smaller things that lead up to this big thing. So in this one, but you're realizing, like, because this one guy held a grudge. He's like, you've worked for 30 years on this plot of revenge for something. He's like, you didn't even know the whole story. And, like, once you find out more of the story, you're like, oh, he was... Like, he shouldn't have really been mad in the first place. And, like, all these people that he held grudges against, he's like, what are you doing?
Wait, so is this, like, a modern-day Count of Monte Cristo? Or Cristo?
Where he's getting revenge on all the... Yeah.
On everyone after he gets back? He's like,
yeah.
Now I'm rich.
The first one was like that. Have you seen the first one? Now You See Me?
Is that what it was? Modern-day?
Yeah, maybe. But yeah, it's this guy getting revenge on people that he felt had wronged his family. So, yeah, so it was an interesting... It was good. I like those movies. There's always these twists. You don't know what's real and what's not and who's playing who and who's bad and who's in on it and all this stuff. So it was fun, but I just thinking about revenge and thinking about, like, how much time and anger we put into something that, like, this guy, like, had no idea. He's like, I didn't know you were mad about this all these years. He's like,
what?
He's like, yeah, you've been trying to get back at me. And he's like, to what ends?
Why,
like,
didn't you just come talk to me? And we could have settled this like normal human beings.
Yeah, instead this guy, like, went through all this effort. he trained magicians for years to get back. Like, it reminds me of that
Batman.
No, in the other guys where he's like, you learned ballet and you learned to play the cello. He's like, yeah, despite this person, because I wanted to show him I was better than them or whatever.
So the only thing they are good at, I was better.
Yeah, and Luke, you've done that. So
I did. It's my proudest moment in history because I got really good at a game and I love that game. Can't wait for the third one.
He got good at a video game to beat his friend secretly.
Wasn't my friend after
this.
After this. Yeah. They became more or less my rival.
But did they ever know that it was you that was...
At the end, I don't think they ever knew I was the one who was beating them every time they played Left 4 Dead 2.
But they listen to the show, they'll now know that.
They don't.
So, all right. That opening quote was from Sully.
Sully, yeah.
James, film. Did you go see it?
I'm going to see it tonight.
By yourself?
Probably.
James likes to go to the movies alone.
Who else am I going to see it with?
I don't know.
There's a bunch of weird people at the movies, too.
Maybe,
don't go see it tonight. It costs more money after 5.
Yeah.
Go to a matinee.
When? I don't have time.
Saturday.
Okay, anyways, keep going. James, what did you see this week?
Ajin.
Yeah. Which Luke is... I don't know if he's talked about before, but...
He's seen it.
Okay.
Most of it.
It's anime. It's great. Actually, you know, I it came out, and I wasn't super interested in it, especially since it was subs, and I'm like, it's got to be really good, and it just is kind of weird and choppy.
It's also 3D.
Yeah, it's like a fake 3D, and I'm like, what is this anime? It's like a 3D anime, and those are never that good.
Yeah.
And they don't ever... Like, it was, like, choppy. Frame rate was low, maybe 15 frames a second. So you're like, oh, man, it's choppy. But I guess I was so bored this last week that I'm like, I need something. What can I do? I got to watch an anime, I got to work at the same time. So I was like, it has to have the English. So they brought out the English to this on Netflix. I'm like, sweet. And it's actually an interesting concept. So there's these Ajin who are people. You can't tell they're Ajin until they die. And you know how you can tell? It's because they get back up after they're dead. They're like, what? And so they're people who can't die, and they're doing all these tests. But it begs the question of what's morally okay? Because what happens is the government captures them, like Japan. It takes place in Japan because it's Japanese. They have two of them. They're like, oh, we can use them as a weapon. We can weaponize these people because, you know what, just send in a super soldier, and you can take a ton of people out. Because if you get shot, you can't die. And so they start like experimenting because... the U.S. has some Ajin and all these other countries, like 72 in the world. So they're like, okay, we've got two. We got to figure out what we're doing. And so they experiment on them secretly and all this stuff. You're like, but it's okay because even if they feel the pain,
they're not
they get better.
Anymore.
Yeah, they're not. They don't treat them as humans. Even though you're like, well, it follows an Ajin. He's like, I can't tell them any different. I just know that if I get killed, I get back up. And so society kind of rejects Ajin and looks down upon him and tells on like where the government where Ajin are. And so he's running, trying to live a normal human life because that's what he is. But he's like, people can't, if they discover him,
he's
Ajin,
not normal. That's the main character.
Well, okay, he's not normal. But anyway, it begs the question of what's okay. Like, Chris, should I be able to shoot you if you'll just come back to life? Like, oh shit, pow!
Can I test my military weapons on you to see if they're effective on human tissue?
And I know, come back?
I know you'll be alive.
So,
So they test.
Like, I wonder if this nuke will, what it will do if it hits this guy.
Yeah.
Let's test it
something
out.
Like that. That's
interesting.
So that's what I've been watching. I finished it up. I had a good time. Now I'm like, what next? Netflix is running low, and so is
I've
Hulu.
Already told you what next.
So I might have to get Crunchyroll.
Mob Psycho 100.
I can't watch those on my sites.
All right.
Luke.
My go. Okay.
That was the Anime Corner with James.
I've been watching anime as well. But this one is different because it doesn't take place in Japan. It takes place in America.
Oh, I thought it was
during
space.
The Prohibition era. Specifically, about 2 years before Prohibition ended. If any of you guys are too young to remember Prohibition, I remember I don't remember it. Because I was not alive. Prohibition took place in 1914 to 1933. And it was basically what fueled the mafia gaining so much ground. And so this is a mafia anime.
Yeah.
It's about mafia and revenge.
Oh. Okay.
So the main character is the son of an accountant who works for the mafia. And then in the first episode, there's a takeover of that guy's family, mafia family. And so the new guy comes in wanting to asking the accountant, hey, where are the books? Where's the money at? And so the guy's kind of hostile, and he, at some point, the main character's father tries to kill his attackers, and he gets shot.
Oh, no.
And then when that happens, the guy who's leading the takeover is like, well, now we gotta kill the whole family, because they're witnesses. And so...
Is there supernatural stuff?
No, there's no supernatural stuff. It's all about the main character who grows up. He's able to escape. His mother, his father, and his brother die, and then their house gets burned down.
Whoa.
And so he escapes, and he has a friend who's still in the town who helps him out, helps him get out of town. And he's like, his friend's like, yeah, I know this is terrible. You can always come to me. But his friend's super poor, so he can't help him with anything. While he used to be really rich. Yeah,
because poor people can't do anything.
Especially in the Prohibition.
Thanks, Luke.
Okay, no. I'm just telling you. At this time, the main character's family had electricity, and his friend had to use lanterns still. He was pretty poor. He did not have a mother or parents or anything.
Okay.
So, fast forward. The guy comes back. He knows the people who killed him, and the whole story is about him infiltrating that mafia family, because they don't know who he is.
Yeah,
and so it's the whole story is about him infiltrating the mafia family and killing all four of the people who killed his family one at a time.
Oh, yeah. So is it a miniseries?
It's a full season of 12 episodes,
but it's only one year.
It is in 1 year. It all happens.
But I mean, is it complete? That's what I meant. Like, is
no,
it one
it's not
season?
Complete yet. It's going to be one season. 12 episodes.
Okay.
And it's supposed to take across over 91 days. That's the name of it. It takes them 91 days to...
91 days is the name of it.
...execute his revenge plan. But the interesting part about this is when he... There's one episode where his friend, who's helping him infiltrate the mafia, gets caught trying to help him kill one of the mafia leaders. And so now he has to contemplate, do I kill my friend who knows all the plans I have, or do I help him escape? And so, in this one episode...
Don't tell us.
Oh, none of you guys are going to watch this. All I'm going to say is this guy...
He has a moral dilemma.
He doesn't, though, because everyone knows what he's going to do. Because he basically treats his friend like garbage, and he uses him as a tool. That's the thing. Throughout this, it's like, he only has one thing, and that's revenge. That's all he cares about.
So
it's just a revenge story where his friend just like gets the short end of the stick.
Yeah,
and
well, that's sad.
You don't get to see in this episode. He has a knife and he's going to either he has two options: kill his friend, quote, or help him escape with the knife. And Oz gonna $100. He's gonna kill him.
But you don't know yet.
No, because his friend escaped without him.
Oh,
and so now you don't know. Was he upset? It's like. This guy is just like...
So revenge... I mean, revenge is a big plot, and we've talked about this on the show before, but, like, revenge is a big driver of people's lives. And so, as we talk about worldview, like, what worldview does that fall under? I mean, that's kind of like, I'm owed something. Like, you wronged me, so I'm going to retaliate back. And get you back. Would that be relativism? Like, or you're saying...
It would be...
You believe what you believe, but I believe that you wronged me, so I'm going to do what it takes to...
Well, if it's revenge, it would be justice. In his eyes, he's getting justice from the four people. Now, the question is, how far does he go? Because in the first episode, one of the four doesn't actually shoot or kill anyone. He was just there. And you're like, does he kill the guy who's just there? The driver, basically?
Yeah.
The Punisher...
Killed by association.
Yeah. Yeah, the Punisher would have been like, yeah.
Yeah, you shouldn't have been involved.
The Punisher would have gone even further. He would have killed the entire mafia. Like, because that's where it starts to get tricky. It's like, how far does your revenge go? So one guy was just there, didn't kill anyone. He actually didn't even shoot the kid who was running away. He had his gun sights on him. and he doesn't shoot him. Oh, and it's so great because he's getting to know, like, the main character is, like, becoming really good friends with that guy who is the son of the mafia boss. And so he's going to kill him last, basically, because if the closer he is with him, the easier.
So what's the name of this show?
91 Days.
91 Days, okay.
It's a good anime because...
Is it on Netflix or where...
It's on Crunchyroll, if you can find it.
Okay.
It's a good anime because, one, it doesn't take place in Japan. Two, it's not really that weird. Other than the Japanese language is kind of weird when they say English and Japanese. It sounds kind of weird, but it's like, it takes place in Prohibition, man. America. Mafia.
It's all about America.
Oh, man, there's some crazy characters.
So Revenge is just like, you owe me, I'm going to take matters into my own hands.
Justice. That's what revenge is. That's
Well, yeah, because you don't think that God is going to provide justice for you.
That's the rationalization.
Because God says, vengeance is mine.
Believe in God, so you're like,
yeah,
I got to get you back. If I don't get you back now, you're going to die, and then I won't be able to like get you back.
For all it's the retribution.
So I got to kill you to get away with it. So, all right.
Guys, don't do revenge. Stay in school.
Let's, all right, so our topic of the week, we're going to talk about the iPhone 7.
Sweet. I can't wait for this.
The new iPhone. Okay. So, the reason this has to do with worldview, in my opinion.
Stuff.
It's stuff. Like, there's new stuff that comes out every
year.
The iPhone comes out every year.
Every day.
About the same time.
About the same time every year. I'm due for an upgrade October 21st. Mm-hmm. But as I watched this show, there's not that much new with it, right? It's got a better camera. It no longer has a headphone jack.
Yeah, I'm paying them to take away features.
James always has the little headphone things on. So, yeah, but his comment was, look, the AV jack has been around for, and he showed like a switchboard video, or not a video, just a picture.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like, this is technology that's been around like since the early 1900s. He's like, it's time to move on.
Or maybe it works so well, we should keep it. It's like wheels. Did we get rid of wheels on cars? No, they've been around forever.
Well,
no,
yeah, but we've made them better
now.
No, we don't have hover cars.
Yeah, you do.
Not really.
They hover by using air.
Yeah.
What about oxygen? Yeah, you know, I breathe oxygen. We haven't moved on to something better than that.
H3O.
That's not good for you. That's in the ozone.
So
that's O3.
Whatever.
Right, but he's saying we've got better technology now. So if somebody came out with a wheel that was better, you're like, oh, because tires have definitely changed in the years.
Yeah.
They used to be those weird bicycle tires on Ford cars, and you're like, okay, now tires have changed drastically.
They used to not have rubber at all. It used to just be...
old rocks. Yeah.
No, it used to be wood. Just circular wood.
When the Chris jumped in era.
They got a splinter. Haven't you seen old caveman? Like, you know, Flintstones, their wheels were rocks. The Flintstone mobile. So, that was a real thing.
Innovation.
Did you hear what he said, though? I thought he said, it takes courage to, like, remove.
He did.
Really? That's what got me. When he said, it takes courage. I'm like, courage? Courage is a word.
Courage, no.
Is a word you...
courage is a cowardly dog.
You reserve for someone who is going to a burning building... even though he knows it's burning.
Yeah.
But he's like, I gotta help the people or else they'll die.
There's no risk in taking away the headphone jack.
There's no risk. There's no courage.
Except it takes courage because they're advancing the... So, will Galaxy and like Samsung, will they follow suit
and start taking away... So, did it take courage when Valve was like, you know what? We're just gonna have Steam. No discs.
Yeah, it took courage.
You know what's courage? By not bringing out Half-Life 3 yet.
That's real courage.
So courage is when you do something that is against what normally happens, right? Because you're building, like, you're doing something that everybody else would be like, ah. See, look, courage. The ability to do something that frightens one. Strength in the face of pain or grief.
I guess.
So, the ability to do something that frightens one.
I don't think it frightens them. They got $100 billion in the bank.
Right, but it But like to the,
this is frightening so, everybody else. If anything, is it current? They're frightening the rest of the people because, like, oh man, if I buy an iPhone, I won't be able to plug in my headphones.
I'll have to buy $70.
So who has the real courage? I have the courage by buying it. They don't have courage.
They don't have courage.
Oh, whatever. Okay.
Courage needs to be reserved. We should call that.
I get what you're saying, but
it's like if you use love in every sentence, like I love these. This Taco Bell. I love Taco Bell so much.
Why wouldn't you love Taco Bell?
I'm just saying love is a word that's used way too often to where it becomes less powerful.
Yeah, I love Taco Bell.
So, see? Chris loves Taco Bell, but he also I'm just gonna he loves about his wife. Tacos. Therefore, he loves them equivalent.
No, he doesn't love
them. I don't love them.
Oh, yeah, he loves his wife more than Taco Bell.
No, he loves Taco Bell.
Oh wait, he loves Taco Bell.
I love Taco Bell more than Angela.
There you go, you heard it here on the air.
See, all right.
I said you love your wife more.
The joke behind this is there was a time where I said I love my wife more than my dog.
Wait, you love your dog?
I said I love Geesh. That's my dog. I said I love Geesh more than Angela. And I said this in front of a group of people, and they got really mad at me. And my sister was like, "Don't say that." And I was like, "What?" And she's like, "Even joking, don't say that." And I was like, "But it's true." And she then, like, my sister got really mad at me, and then they left. And I was like, I don't know why people got mad that I said I love the dog more than you love the dog. And Angela goes, oh, because in my mind, what I was saying is like, I love Taco Bell more than Angela. In my mind, I was thinking, I love Taco Bell more than Angela loves Taco Bell.
Yeah.
But what the people heard was like, that I love my dog more than my wife. I was like, I had to write it, like, I emailed everybody. Like, that's how I meant.
But I didn't say it wrong. You guys interpreted it wrong.
Language. That's what I do for a living. So
I can't buy this phone.
Yeah, because you have a Windows phone, and
it's 5 years old. I can't buy this phone because, one, I can't use the Apple iOS. I'm like looking around, and the next thing I know, I've hacked into the government, and the NSA's after
me.
Yeah.
There's features on my phone I don't even know.
There's features.
I've called got an iPhone. That's what we discovered today. I don't do dictation.
You don't use your voice. Like, that's one of the big things, because I'll be driving in my car, and I'll send texts to people by talking. I'll be like, hey.
You shouldn't do that anyway.
No, I don't. But by dictation, you can.
No, you shouldn't do that either.
Why?
Because when you're driving, you should only be driving.
Yeah, but if I'm talking on the phone,
you're increasing the danger on the road.
Oh, whatever.
Any activity you include while driving is an automatic increase to danger.
What about playing Pokemon Go?
Yes. No, even changing your radio dial increases the danger to other people.
Oh, yeah, dude, I've had trouble. I'm like, oh, man, I got to get to my next song on my phone.
Yeah. No.
One time I had a Mountain Dew Live Wire. I love Mountain Dew Live Wire because it tastes like orange jello melted. And so it had been sitting in my friend's car and it got really hot.
For 3 days.
And so I was aiming the air conditioner down the bottle and I was holding it there. And he looks over and is like looking at me like, what are you doing while he's driving? And he wasn't paying attention. And so then he looks up and the car in front of him had stopped. And so he like slams on the brake. And so I throw Mountain Dew Live Wire all down his air conditioner.
Oh, man.
And he should have been watching the road.
See?
Instead of
that's why I don't drive people anywhere if I can afford it.
Not a drive.
Because but back to the iPhone. So iPhone 7, yeah, it's got some new features. The Plus, though, has a dual camera system where it's for the first time ever on a phone, it can do bokeh effect. You say no.
Oh.
What's the bokeh effect?
Bokeh effect is where the background is blurry and the front is really crisp and clear. And that's what, like,
that's not normal?
On DSLR. No, on DSLR cameras.
I'm going to have to look into that.
That James uses. But they were saying this is also the first time that in any camera that you can have the bokeh effect on and, like, look around with it. Like, because they said you have to, like, focus with the DSLR camera, right, to get the bokeh effect. But they said in this one, you can just hold it up, and, like, it's already in that mode. You put it in that mode.
I mean, it's Apple. Now I'm taking this with a grain of salt. I didn't get to see that part.
Well, you didn't see that part? No. I thought that was what... See, that's why the Plus, I'm like, oh, I don't want to buy the Plus.
Last time you were waiting, you're like, should I get the Plus? Because, man.
Well, recently.
James just comes up with more Batman knife.
Right. I can't get this phone because I've recently embraced the minimalist lifestyle.
Yeah, whatever.
Less stuff. That means less purchasing of new stuff.
All right. So Apple's not your friend. But that, okay. So to the worldview part of it, it's like, they always push stuff. You have to have this. Like, they've got a payment plan now that you can get the new phone every year. And they're like, and
why wouldn't I want it every year?
And when I watch these conferences, I'm like, this isn't much better than my iPhone 6. But I'm
or
like,
is it?
But I want it. I still want it. They show that video with like the water and the way that they like make the body of the iPhone 7. And I'm like, man, mine was probably made. So
I'm convinced.
So the biggest announcement, like people were like upset about the headphone jack thing. They've got a solution for it, but you can't charge your phone and listen to headphones at the same time anymore. So, So then on this, but they talked about the Apple Watch and how Pokemon Go is going to come out for the Apple Watch, which makes a lot of sense because you need to have your watch going. And if it's going to like be part of your fitness apps, then it's going to be a good thing. So do you have Apple Watch, either one of you?
No.
I actually have a band, but not an Apple Watch. I was searching around for a wristband. About half a year ago, I was like, oh, should I get the Apple Watch? Well, I don't have an iPhone, so what? I was thinking, what do I want on my wrist? And I came down to, I don't want a device that is essentially a phone on my wrist.
Yeah.
I went with
Fitbit.
Like a Fitbit style that's just for fitness.
Yeah.
That also has some slight connectivity to your phone. Like,
that's good.
I get text messages will ring on my phone so I can check. Or alarms. I can set alarms. And I can search with my phone. I can search with my wristband, and it'll send the thing to my phone, and my phone will search.
When you say you don't want to watch, I mean, that's basically everything a phone does.
No, it's not everything a phone does.
You can text, search.
No, you can't really text. You can get text, and you can read text. But
you can't send a text. You can search the web?
You can't search the web.
Well, you say you search on your
I can
watch.
Send a command to my phone to search for something.
How? You just talking
it's
to it?
It's connected. Yeah. I don't have it on me because I forgot to charge it. That's the one thing. Mine, you need to charge every couple days, especially if you use the GPS. GPS burns energy like crazy. But
so
it's primarily a fitness band.
So the iPhone 7 came out with their thing, and then there's a conference right after that for PlayStation's new lineup of systems.
Yeah.
And so everybody was... So at E3 this year, the Electronic Entertainment Expo, Xbox announced... The
Scorpio.
Xbox One S, which is like
a slim version
of their
looks
current
great.
Xbox One, and then the Xbox 2S. Scorpio,
oh,
Scorpio,
which is the Xbox Two.
But they're like, it's going to be the most powerful system ever, and people were like, oh, this is going to, because they knew Sony was coming out with, it was called the PlayStation Neo at the time, it is now named the Pro, but they're like, oh, Sony's coming out with one, so now... Because used to, like, gaming systems, like, the console life cycle was about 7 or 8 years, and the 4 has only been out, and the Xbox One have only been out just a few years. And so, they're the console cycle is going to be, like, cut in half now. But both Microsoft and Sony were like, you know what, you can still play all your games on either system, but, like, with Microsoft, it's such a leap forward that, like, if people design games specifically for that, they won't play on that other one as well. And so that's what people are saying. I don't know.
They have no idea.
Did you hear Nintendo's announcement? They're releasing the small, tiny NES thing.
That thing's going to be incredible.
That won me over.
Yeah.
After watching those.
NES Classic
Edition? Yeah. I was like, Microsoft, what was the other one? Sony?
PlayStation Pro.
PlayStation Pro. I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. And then NES, I'm like... Nintendo, NES.
And it's like, what, $60?
$60.
And it's like... One fourth the size.
And it's got what is. Gosh, James, put that knife away.
It's all popping
James
out.
Like, on this podcast,
okay.
The host. James, play with knives.
James bleeding
good
out.
Good thing I'm not a Boy Scout anymore. My totem ship would have been taken away. It's my right to have a knife, okay?
Oh, really?
It's really hard. And anytime you cut yourself or do something wrong, they cut a corner. And if you get all four corners cut, you have to retake the class.
Of your totem ship?
But I lost mine within the first week because I left it in my pocket and my pocket got washed. Good thing they were like...
Just his pocket. Not the rest of his pants. Somebody came and washed his pocket. It's like, oh, Mom! Why'd you wash my pocket?
Let's get back to video games.
Okay, so PlayStation Pro. Oh, yeah,
the Nintendo won it by saying, we've got...
It's like 60 games. How many games are it?
30 games for $60.
But it's all three Marios. It's the two Zeldas. Like, there's all these games.
It's Mega Man's.
Mega Man 2 is on there.
Yeah. I think 3.
Is 3 on there? 2 is like one of my... there's so many great games on there. I was playing 2 the
other day, and it was like impossible.
Oh, 2 is so hard.
I was playing on my phone, that's why.
Oh, yeah. No,
it was even harder on playing on your phone, and your fingers are in the way of the screen.
Yeah.
Like,
can't see. Oh, man.
That's why I only play RPGs on my phone.
So I'm really excited to jump into that. But PlayStation Pro, I was not impressed, because it's just the HD, and...
You should be the one.
I know. I love PlayStation, but I'm like, this isn't for me. It's if you have a 4K TV, which I don't.
Yeah,
but again, like, I look at it and I'm like, oh, I want that, right? Because I want the best.
The best. Yeah. The newest, the best.
And that's where they get advertising, like, just it latches on to me and I'm like, I want this.
It's how your brain works.
Right. So
let me give you a pro tip. Start playing PC games and then that'll die really fast because
you can't keep up with
you can't keep up. So a friend of mine recently got a $700 graphics card. It was the newest one, like the 1080, and he got it, installed it, and it didn't work. And so he had to go send it back. It was under warranty. But what I'm trying to say is I said in like 3 months there's going to be a new release from a different company that's slightly better than yours, and it's going to be $800. And you're going to have to get that. So if you're in PC gaming, having the best...
You can't keep up, yeah.
...is basically impossible.
Well, that's what... With the iPhone, every year it's like a new phone, and they're like, this is the best iPhone ever. And it's got...
Joni Ive.
I'm Joni Ive. We've packed more features into that iPhone.
I don't know what... as powerful.
And we had to get rid of only one feature.
The headphone jack.
The headphone
jack. But it is water resistant, so you can play with it when you play water balloons.
Yeah, okay, but water resistant isn't the same as waterproof.
No.
Yeah.
So
that's why you have...
Waterproof is the new Apple
That's why
Watch.
You have bullet resistant vests, not bulletproof.
Right. So,
bulletproof vests.
Okay, when I look at the iPhone 7, when they say, oh, this is latest, greatest, you have to get it, I'm like, yes, I do. Because my wife tells me that I am an special advertiser's dream. Because I'll read, like, the box of Cheerios, I know the history of... Hardee's hamburgers because I read it on the bag. Like I'll read boxes. Like
you get
like,
sucked in.
Yeah, our Florida foibles. Oh wait, what Florida foibles today?
Has to do with it. This is crazy. I did not find this. Chris found it.
Okay,
and I cannot believe what he's about to tell you.
I don't know if this is true or not because the ending of the article makes it seem like it's not true. But I tried to look up at other sources and find, but I couldn't. So. This may not be true, but it is the most amazing story if it is true. So, there was a slogan in 1990 from Reese's Cups in the 90s for Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. When I ate one before the show, because I love those things. But the slogan was, there's no wrong way to eat a Reese's. I remember, like, they would have... Or like, now I think it's like, how do you eat a Reese's or whatever. But,
yeah.
But, like, they have different ways. Like, there would be a vampire and there would be the two, like, little holes in it. Or there would be a barber with
good
like...
Good marketing.
It was great marketing. So, there's no wrong way to eat a Reese's. So, this lady got pulled over for speeding. She's 46 years old. Michelle Underwood. Arrested. This was back in June when this happened, but I just found this article. I was so excited. She was driving 127 miles per hour along a stretch of Interstate 95. So this is in Florida. The arresting officer, like, she wasn't under the influence of anything. She didn't appear to be under the influence of alcohol or any other substance. But she said, here's her quote, simply trying to enjoy the snack at a higher rate of speed than anyone else had previously done. So she's like, you know what? There's no wrong way, and I'm going to try to eat it in a way that nobody else has by going 127 miles an hour. So then he searches the back of the car and found lots of drugs in her car. 9 kilos of cocaine was packed.
How much is that?
I don't know.
She didn't appear to be under the influence, but clearly she was.
So she said... Then here's her quote. The presence of the 9 kilos of coke combined with my high rate of speed added a level of danger that enhanced my Reese's cup tasting experience. So this is this is where it gets crazy. This isn't the first time that she's used this logic of that there's no wrong way to eat a Reese's. So before, she got in trouble, multiple counts of insurance fraud along with third degree arson in a Florida suburb. Her candy slogan based defense rested on the claim that she was just trying to enjoy fire roasted peanut butter cups. She was convicted and served 4 years in prison. And so now he's like, you know, I just hope this is a wake up call. He said, "We're lucky no one got hurt." But this is where it gets unbelievable. So Officer Davis, just before tossing another Reese's peanut butter cup in the air and blasting it out of the sky with his police department issued firearm in a controlled demonstration during snack time at a children's summer camp. So that's where I'm like, okay, that seems a little bit.
What do you mean? It was a controlled demonstration.
Yeah,
kids each had their own fire.
She's awaiting trial and is held on bond for 100. It says 100 grand. Candy bar. No, candy bar is 100 grand. Yeah. So, but, all right. So I got to think about this. I was like, what? What a great idea, right? If I'm like, oh, man.
Wait, what idea? The cocaine one or?
All these. Like, just to, like, be like blame it on advertising. Because I could do that. Because I'm like, oh, I'm an advertiser's dream. Because I get sucked into stuff. I'm like, I want to buy that. Do you know how many infomercials that I've stayed up late watching? Like, I'll be watching Jimmy Fallon, and then it'll go off, and an infomercial comes on, and I'm like, oh, I need this weed eater. Like, this weed eater is like, yeah, I have metal bands, so they never go away, and it, like, is great. And, like, I'll look at, like, Ginsu knives or whatever. Like, whatever they're advertising, I'm, like, sucked in. So I go up and look it up online to make sure that it's really good. I've never bought it. But I'm just like, oh, I need that.
Yeah.
And so I was thinking, what other slogans in life would be bad slogans to live by?
A lot of them.
Yeah. But what can I get away with?
So did you find
one of my favorite is Crunchitize Me, Captain.
What is that?
It was Captain Crunch. That's one of the slogans or something.
So is it Crunchitize Me?
Yeah. It's like, what does that mean? What does Crunchitize Me mean? How would I live that?
How would I live this way?
How would I crunchitize everything?
Crunchitize me.
That was one of them. Or
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Oh, yeah. So I could go out and, like, run around in my underwear and, like, just dance in the streets. And they'd be like, what are you doing that's indecent? And I'm like, I'm just Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Like, you could just go and be crazy and be like, Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. I just had Cocoa Puffs. I'm Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
And then there's Tricks Are for Kids, which I always thought was dumb, because as an adult, I can buy whatever every cereal habit. I want. If I were to live life like that, I'd be boring. I'd be eating oatmeal for breakfast, because Tricks Are for Kids.
Well, there's a... Oh, I remember what it's called. But in England, there's a candy bar. I forget the name of it, but it says, not for women. It says, like, no girls allowed. Or girls can't... It says,
and then they got sued.
No, it says on the candy bar wrapper, it's like, no girls allowed or something, and then there's like a picture of a girl with a line through it, and so of course who's gonna go eat it? Women. Like, I was like, oh, that's pretty genius, because they're like, you can't have this, and like, it's chocolate, I'm gonna go eat it, but it's like not for women or something, and I was like, that's a good thing. But what about Nike? Just do it, right? It doesn't say what. So I just went and punched a clown family in the face, like, what? I just do it.
What clown family do you... I went down family of clowns.
I know several clown families. Right?
Oh, it's like, man. I'm not one of those magic
families. I thought you were talking about a family of people who are clowns. Like, yeah. Dressed up as clowns,
right,
all the time.
Yeah, and I went and found them, and I punched them in the face. No, because just do it, right? I could use that defense in court. Like, ah.
No, you couldn't. That's not defense.
I was wearing Nikes when I did it. Just do it.
You can use it to sue them. You can be like, oh, I'm going to sue them for my court charges.
Ooh, that, Papa John's got sued for their slogan.
Yeah.
Better ingredients, better pizza.
You know who else got sued for their slogan?
Wait, why?
Red Bull.
What was Red Bull?
Gives you wings.
Clearly, it doesn't give you wings.
Yeah.
So now they have to say it in like a weird accent that say it gives you wings or something like that. And so that people don't realize, oh... Well, Papa John's got sued because better ingredients does not equal better pizza.
Better ingredients, better pizza. They never said
Papa John's
will make better pizza. They said
did used to say
better pizza.
I know, which is,
well, I mean, you can get sued for anything in the United States.
It's so dumb.
It's so easy to sue people. I found out the legal process. All you gotta do is fill out some paperwork and bam, you're suing someone. Doesn't mean you're gonna win.
Yeah, but you still gotta pay for costs. So then I was thinking about the old Pringles slogan, once you pop, you can't stop. So if I ate like 5,000 cans of Pringles, I'm like, I can't stop.
Every
like,
step he makes, he pops a bone. Or
I'm like, oh, Pringles made me fat because I couldn't stop. They told me I couldn't stop, and I kept eating Pringles until I got really large.
Well,
what else you got?
You know Snickers. What? One of the only products that actually tells you after their slogan to be responsible is, right? Like chips, they're going to tell you your slogan, but then they're not going to say consume responsibility.
Oh, yeah. Alcohol.
Alcohol is the only one that is forced to say, drink responsibly.
Yeah.
While every other product is like, do whatever you want. You can eat those chips all day.
Because I'm not going to eat Cheez-Its and then go drive and like wreck my car.
No, but you're going to get Cheez-Its and get heart attack or something.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to say is like, what if we had like other companies be like, oh, consume responsibly.
If you drink Coke, you're going to get sugar diabetes.
I mean, drinking Coke and having diabetes can be linked. The more Coke you drink, the more likely you might have diabetes.
So don't drink
Coke. Just saying, it's like, it's always, I always thought it was strange. That's like, what if we had to be like, you know how drugs have side effects? What if food also had to have side effects too? Like, drinking Coke may lead to teeth loss and tooth decay at the end of every article.
Tooth decay.
Or at the end of every...
I'm beginning to know.
It's like, using your iPhone might lead to brain damage because of cell phone disease or something.
So, the other one, Snickers, you're not you when you're hungry. So
that's a pretty good one, though.
Hangry. So, but yeah, but then... Okay, so a couple weeks ago, or maybe months, we talked about a guy from Florida, another Florida Foibles. Another one that he
made himself a Five Guys burger?
No, he had a sword and, like, sword fought his, like, stepdad after kicking the door in the room, and they went out and fought. And he's like, oh, yeah, I had low blood sugar. And so I'm like, oh, if he would have had a Snickers, then he would have been okay. So it's true, like, you get hangry or whatever. Like, you're not yourself when you're hungry. That's, like, a scientific... You're not you when you're hungry. That's a scientific thing. That's so I could scientific. Be like,
that's a scientific.
That's Snickers science. But I could be like, oh yeah, of course I jumped this man and took his shoes because I'm not me when I'm hungry. I was hungry, and I just
so I'm pleading insanity.
I robbed somebody. Yeah, it wasn't me. That was the hunger taking his shoes. Why were you taking food from him? I don't know. I wasn't me.
I would. Chris, I'm so glad you're a pastor because you'd be the worst lawyer with these defenses. Your defense should be, oh yeah, I did it, but I didn't do it because I was hungry.
Yeah,
that's the jury will buy it. The judge will be sympathetic to your cause.
Like, hey, have you got jury? Have any of you ever been hungry? And they're like, yes. Like, and you get kind of upset sometimes, right? When you're and they're like, yes, like. Okay, I rest my defense. Yeah, that's the great... Instead of pleading insanity, I'll plead hunger.
I've never won a case in my life, but I will say what you want me to say.
Chris Shadowin, burger lawyer. Because I'll just eat a burger. So I'm like, look, if I wasn't eating this burger, I would be throwing chairs at the jury. So that's
in his briefcase every day. He goes to work, opens up, he's got a fried burger.
But, okay, so back to worldview. I think, like, when this... It's like, I can do whatever I... It goes back to the selfishness, the nihilism. Like, it's about me, and so I want to enjoy a Reese's Cup with this danger element of having 9 kilos of cocaine
in my trunk. About 20 pounds.
20 pounds of cocaine while eating a Reese's Cup going 127 miles an hour.
I mean, nobody can say they've done that, though.
That is true. And, like... You can't arrest me for this. There's no wrong way to eat Reese's. This is not wrong. I'm... Whatever. So, all right.
So, don't, take responsibility, guys.
Don't be like that, lady. Man, that's hilarious. It's time for Goes the Culture. James, what movie came out this week?
Well, you already mentioned one line from it. Sully.
Yes.
Miracle on the Hudson, right? Miracle on the Hudson. I almost said Potomac, but I don't know what's the Potomac.
What? Miracle on the Nile.
Potomac
River. No, okay. Potomac River. Miracle on the Hudson River. Captain Sullivan Sullenberger or whatever his name was.
He basically lost his engine.
Chelsea Sullenberger, yeah.
And he landed a plane full of people on the Hudson.
Yeah. So the movie is about...
And nobody died.
Could he have done something differently, though?
Yeah.
He was scrutinized because some people say he didn't have to do that. He could have done something safer rather than... dangerous, but no one died, so
why do we care? Obviously he was right. He got all the people on the wing of the plane waiting for rescue, got them from the back of the plane because they would have sunk then, and then they'd been in trouble.
Well, there is an argument to be made. Why make a riskier decision when you can make a safer decision.
Because you'll make the news better.
No, because it wasn't the safer decision. He didn't know if he could make it back to...
Well, that was the that's the controversy that followed afterwards.
Well, that's the quote. So that, the opening quote we said was, everything is unprecedented until it happens for the first time. So this had never happened before.
And until it happened.
Yeah, and so he's like, so there's not a rule book for this, because I don't know that there's a... Like, I don't know if they even practice that in flight school. What happens when your engines go out this...
Well, no, they practice landing in rivers.
Oh, yeah, water landings, but yeah.
But, like, his exact scenario, he's never experienced, probably. Right. Well, he's only known for doing it once. The first time, it was...
Second time, I was like, old hat when I'm recording this again.
Well, this made me think, because the movie is about him, and I'm pretty sure it's about how there was some criticism about what he did.
Yeah.
And it made me think how, no matter what you do, no one's going to be happy.
Right.
It made me think of the Avengers. I was like, the Avengers, the second one, I believe. Well, no, wait. It's Captain America, right? Where is the recent one. So, yeah. Winter Civil War.
But people didn't like...
Where people are like, oh, you only saved 9 out of 10 people. Gotta shut you down because that one person died. And it's like, we can't save everyone. We save who we can.
And that's like the Incredibles, yeah. The Incredibles was the same thing. Like they saved people, and then they like get in trouble for it because they caused... problems along the way, so all these people started.
Incredibles was a Pixar movie, came out quite a bit ago, just for those who don't know.
What? Incredibles, everybody knows that.
It's an incredible film.
Yeah, that I went and saw that at midnight release.
Where's my super suit?
The only thing you better be worried about is when you're taking me for dinner. Oh man, I love that movie.
But, back to what I'm saying, it just seems like you'll never, you can please some of the people some of the time.
You can't please all people.
All of the people, all of the time. Right. So that's what I think about.
Now this. I want to see this movie just to. Because it's got Tom Hanks. All those people. Yeah, and it's got Tom Hanks, and he's awesome.
I do like Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks is a solid actor.
Number two is When the Bow Breaks. I don't even know what that movie is.
Yeah. It's got a 0%.
Oh, gosh. How did it get second place?
So, and here's its cover. What? There you go. You know, that's great.
Yeah, what?
Okay. So that's why it's got a 0.
Wow, that's
got
nice
like
cover.
A very
provocative.
Yeah, very provocative.
It's got a bunch
it's
of
only
cheese.
Gotten 10 reviews. How does this thing?
When does it come out?
It's already out.
It's already. How does a movie get 10 reviews?
It has second place.
What's the millions? 17 million.
It's a horror, mystery, drama, suspense movie.
Do you want me to explain it?
I don't know.
So John and Laura Taylor are a young professional couple who are desperately want a baby. After exhausting all other options, they finally hire Anna, the perfect woman, to be their surrogate. But as she gets further along in her pregnancy, so too does her psychotic and dangerous fixation on the husband. The couple becomes caught up in Anna's deadly game and must fight to regain control of their future before it's
too late. They have screenings for surrogates. It's not like...
Just grab PG-13.
Yeah,
it's not like you grab the first person off the street and be like, "I'll pay you $30,000 if you have my baby," because they get paid a lot. I always thought about being a surrogate,
so there you go.
Never worked out in the end.
Oh, poor Luke. Yeah, can't be a surrogate.
Yeah, $30,000.
Yeah.
Plus, I've got good jeans.
Yeah. No, those jeans you have on aren't that great.
Because I'm not wearing any.
See, Luke doesn't even actually own jeans.
What?
And then Don't Breathe, 8 million. So,
he's weird.
So really slow
actually,
box office.
I still want to go see Don't Breathe.
But really?
Yeah, I like horror movies because when it comes to horror movies, I like to know how real it can be, and if it's a real horror movie like a thriller, then I always come back. I'm like, man.
Well, Sully opened up with the 5th largest September opening of all time. So that's cool. 35 million. I guess September just doesn't make a whole lot.
Yeah.
Well,
September's
the weekend was September 11th Memorial.
It was.
So maybe people were busy
doing other things.
Doing other things.
Memorial.
It was.
We remember September 11th.
Yeah, it's been 15 years.
They said Labor Day.
Isn't that crazy?
Like Memorial Day. Yeah.
15
Where
years.
Were you?
I was at college, at Taylor University, and I remember like going into class, and somebody was like, "Oh, a plane like crashed into one of the Twin Towers in New York." I was like, oh, "That's weird." Like, because it was at that point, like, nobody knew it was a terrorist thing. Like, yeah, it was this weird thing. And then, like, by the time we got out of class, they're like, I don't know. I think the other one, like, somebody flew another one into it. Like, into the other one.
Why was that person following?
Yeah, I'm like, what? So then at that point, then it started, like, then people were like, no, this was an attack. Yeah, then it started to sink in. And then you're like,
and then the Pentagon.
Yeah, then you're glued to the news after that point because you're like, oh, but yeah, I remember I was going into, I think it was my. Maybe my historical Christianity class, I think. I don't remember exactly the class, but Dr. Robert Lay was our, Rob Lay, he's a good guy.
Robert Lay.
Dr. Lay. So, I just remember going into the class and then, like, we prayed, but, like, we didn't really know anything was going on that was crazy yet. So, yeah. Where were you guys? Do you remember where you guys were?
Taking I Step in sixth or seventh, probably sixth grade. I believe it was sixth grade. In the cafeteria.
Did they come in and like say something to you, or announce it?
Yeah, we turned on the TV.
So wait, did you finish your I Step?
I can't remember. All I remember was I came back to school later that day because I left early for a doctor appointment or something, and they canceled all the after school care stuff. No, I mean after school events.
Oh.
And I was really sad because I'm like, wait a minute.
You probably didn't really like grasp what was going on as a middle schooler, grader? Yeah.
I was just like, what's going on? Yeah.
Yeah. It was scary. Luke, do you remember where you were? You're nine, so.
And I remember. I remember being against the Iraq War at the time. I officially said it. A 9-year old. I was like, gosh. You know what? We shouldn't be invading.
We weren't even there. So no, it doesn't matter.
Is that not what we're talking about? Because,
no.
No. Do you really remember where you were in 9/11?
I forgot.
Because. And not yet. Like when you're younger, you're like, yeah, I don't.
I mean, kids nowadays don't because they weren't there.
Yeah, I know. That's
if
what
you're younger than 15.
Because this week at middle school, we were talking. They're like, nope, none of these people were alive when that happened. So you're like, that's crazy. It's history, been a long time. Yeah. So, but I don't know. It was a scary moment. But I mean, looking at. You know, like, looking at how America came together, like, that was the thing that, like, kind of shocked the world. Because it's like, oh, like, there's, like, terrorist attacks in other places and, like, whatever. But when they watch, like, America come together and be like, oh, we're going to stand, you know, and we're going to fight back and we're going to make sure this doesn't happen again. Like, it was just a cool moment. And one of the things that came out of that, like, a lot of people went to church. Like, church attendance, like, skyrocketed the next, like, 2 weeks. And then after that, it dropped back down. And some of the people said, oh, because... They went, and a lot of churches didn't, like, speak into that. They're like, they just went on as if nothing happened. And that's what I appreciate about our church. They're like, when there's current events, they talk about it. Because it's like, oh, okay, this is what people are thinking about. Like, yeah, and if you can't... Relevant. Yeah, if you can't tie what he does with the world around you on a daily basis, then it just does seem like an ancient religion that, like, doesn't have any effect on my life now. And there's, like, that disconnect. There's, like, oh, yeah, I believe in Jesus, but, like, it doesn't matter when I'm at work or my job or my family or what I watch or listen to or, you know, that stuff. But it does. And so the people wanted authenticity from the church, and they didn't find it. They just, they got there, and they found, like, oh, they were just went on with their sermon series. They went on, like, and not every church. I'm not saying that was everybody. But, like, people didn't find the relevancy that they were looking for, the hope they were looking for. And I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what I've heard. That's why the attendance and stuff dropped back down, because it's like, oh, yeah, I went to church, I needed hope, and I didn't find it.
Or, I've got a hypothesis. They were in a crisis situation, and they went to church. When the crisis started falling back to normality, they were like, oh, what do I need church for again? I'm done.
And that's another, yeah. And it can be, yeah, several
It could be
reasons.
A mixture of both. I tend to think it's a mixture of both. Leaning mainly towards when you're in a situation of crisis, people for some reason start praying.
Yeah.
And it's like the first time they've ever prayed, and you're like,
yeah.
What does that mean? That's like the most insincere in the world. It's like, oh, yeah, I only need your help when I'm about to die. It's like in The Mummy. Yeah. Have you ever seen The Mummy?
Yeah.
Where the guy, he has like all the religious symbols, yes. And the mummy's coming at him, and he's just like saying everything.
Yeah, he's like, he holds
he's
up.
Just going through them, and it's like, well, he's just lucky to get the Hebrew one.
Yeah, he's like, the language of the slaves. Yeah.
So it's just like, I don't know, it's just, to me, people will forget. They have a short attention span.
Yeah.
Especially nowadays.
We have 15 minutes of attention span. No one's even listening to this part of the
podcast. I know, because they're like, oh, I'm good to go. So, all right, I want to end with this quote.
Okay.
This is from model Kate Upton. She says, I just try to be authentic. I try to post things that are me. Unless someone is paying me, and then I'll put up anything.
Dang.
And I thought about that, because I'm like, man, that's a lot of our lives, right? Like, we want to be authentic. We want to be real. We want to be, like, we want the people around us to be authentic and real.
Yeah.
But then the littlest of things can sway that. The littlest of things can be like, oh, okay, I'm going to not be authentic. I'm going to, oh, I want my friends to like me, so now I'm going to post this instead. Or I'm going to post something a little more provocative. Or maybe I'm going to say this. Or I'm going to try to make this joke so people will like me or think I'm funny or whatever. And I'm like, oh, just, it is. It's so hard to be authentic. It's so hard to be you.
Especially if you're like us three in this room, who probably have the worst sense of humor.
No.
James, you're in the group. You're in there.
No, I don't say I have a worse sense of humor.
Why do you think I got rid of social media? Because I realized people weren't getting my jokes. They're like, what are you talking about?
I only post inspirational and they got really, stuff.
My stuff was inspirationally
hilarious.
Hilarious. It's
true. All right. Mine knows. Was hashtag Second Amendment rights.
Yes.
All right. Well, everybody thinks
sometimes
we're listening. But
being
what?
Authentic, though, means you have to not say stuff.
Right.
You have to be authentically
tactful.
You have to be like, you know what? I could be authentic and be like, deal with it. Or you can be like, I'm going to hold myself back.
Or hashtag first world problems. That's why I post that on a lot of people. This one girl was one of our students the other day was like, oh, I was so mad because I had to wait so long at this restaurant. And we finally got seated and they didn't bring my drink out for like 10 minutes and I was thirsty.
How dare they?
Sir, I object to your lateness in bringing my drink. So I put hashtag.
And you just leave these pretzels out for us to eat.
First
these
world problems.
Pretzels are making me thirsty.
All right. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to Podcast Viewfinder episode 71. Be sure to share this with all your friends.
And non-friends.
Yeah. If you didn't like it, then share it with your enemies.
Yeah, enemies.
This is the best way to get revenge is sending a Podcast Viewfinder. So go to iTunes. Leave us some likes on iTunes. Leave us a review.
Yeah, some 5 stars.
And
leave us the amount that you believe we deserve.
Because 5 stars.
Leaving us 5 stars might not be authentic.
Yeah, well, we're paying you.
That's authentic, yeah. I'll pay you. So, all right, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time. I'm Chris.
I'm James.
And I'm Luke.
Magic.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's Podcast Viewfinder. Just because we talk about a game, movie, book, show, or celebrity does not mean we endorse them or the product. So we want you to use discernment about what you take in. So look it up before you consume, and see you next time.